package. And
he didn't say
they,
junk gown. He said J-U-N-K.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I almost didn't let him answer it because I knew how he felt about him, and I'm an international harvester myself.
I know. But, yep. I mean, apparently they had a lot of axle issues, and they had to scour Africa to get axles. And then they bought every axle out of Europe that was available. And then they started having to get them shipped over from the U.S. To keep the caravan going. So now a lot of people chose the International because Wally had chosen it for the caravan, but from what I understand from Pee-wee, he really regretted that choice.
What was the other vehicle at the time that would have been a better choice?
Well, 59 Buick on a 75 Suburban chassis.
Yeah.
A four-wheel drive Suburban chassis. But actually, Pee-wee had the, what did he call those? The Advanced Scout truck or something, and the mechanic had another one, which was a four-wheel drive GM Chevy or GMC, I'm not sure which, truck that had a basically an Airstream mounted on the back of it without the end caps. So it was 13 feet long. Was the body length, that's the camper body length that was put on it. And doesn't sound to me like he had really much problem with that.
Yeah, it's like a Chevy Apache or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, that's kind of neat talking about the scout vehicles and you know, it was also neat hearing him talk about Wally, the man, you know, what Wally was like and all the different trips that, you know, Pee-wee had been on, you know, by the time he was 25 years old. It's kind of just amazing.
Yeah, he started when he was 12, so, or 11, something like that, so it's...
It's too bad we couldn't get a recording of all that. Now, for people listening, we did have him on the last couple shows, within the last 10, I'm not sure. You can check the VAP.com, look in the archives there, but we've had him on to answer some of this stuff, so... But it's too bad we couldn't get a good recording of that. That'd have been great.
I haven't heard the recording, but I mean, this is at least a good hour of the recording, Tim. But you know, there was a bunch of feedback between the microphones, and that was one of the technical issues we did have. But yeah, it was attempted. There may be some good
audio
footage probably. There. Yeah, audio, right? So you know, not giving up yet, but I'm sure Dave's working out, you know, as best he can on what kind of a product he does have.
Okay. Look forward to that. You guys ready for a question or two?
If it's not too hard.
Are we keeping you up?
Yeah, I'm sleeping here a little bit.
Remember
keep
last...
in mind, everybody, it's 10:53.
We are way past the
evening.
Oh, I know.
After Easter weekend.
It's pretty rough. from the Argosy show yielded a question, and it's from the same guy who called us in with the bounder joke. You say Martin, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Joke?
No. Yeah. No, he's after you. Better lock your door. Here he is again with his real question.
Hey, VAP guys, it's Martin from Connecticut. Just wondering, I guess I'm aiming this at Colin or guys, is it possible to stick the wraparound windows? We're talking about a 77, 28-foot Argosy motorhome. Is it possible to put the wraparound rear windows where there are none right now? I have the big rectangular rear window. But is it possible to add the curves without too much difficulty? And I know the inside would have to be taken out and rearranged. But can that be done? Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Can I go first?
Sure.
Martin, anything is possible.
Hey, that was my comeback. It's yeah. Just a cube of the dollar.
There you go.
Airstream, or actually Argosy, did do that, and Airstream has done that since. But there was actually a model of Argosy motorhome that was a rear bedroom side bath with wraparound windows. And I know it was available on the 20-foot. Argosy motorhomes, which I'd love to have a little 20-footer, but I have seen it on much larger ones as well. So.